One of the things that, you know, when I was growing up, my three favorite mandolin players were Bill Monroe and John Duffy, and then Tommy Boyd introduced me to Doyle Lawson. He gave me a record of Doyle Lawson's called Tennessee Dream. He said, anything you can learn off this will be good for you. So those three guys were who I listened to, and for a long time, people would tell me that they could hear influences from those three guys in my playing, which I took as a real big compliment. But the thing about Monroe's playing over all those guys was he made me feel what he felt when he played that, and he didn't, he didn't try to play around his feelings. He tried to use his feelings in his music instead of trying to be like really succinct in all the notes that he would get and real clean and all like that. He wasn't the cleanest player, and Doyle Lawson is so clean, and there's a place for that, but Monroe could really make you feel what he was playing, and Duffy was really good at that too. So anyway, I was just
Bill left out a lot of notes. I mean, literally. We call those ghost notes, don't we?
You hear them, they're not there, and you hear them.
I know. It's like that mandolin chop I thought I was hearing for the years. Any other comments or?